Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
73rd annual San Diego Marriott La Jolla. It's getting loud in here. That's because the great Steve Fisher has arrived on the scene. You will be inducted into the Breitbart Hall of Fame tonight. Sir, congratulations. And as I mentioned to you when you came over, it's about time you get an honor of some kind. You know what I mean? I think you've been overlooked all these years.
Well, I think they're loud because they're calling for me. I double parked out front. I just left my car. I said, I got to get out of the rain. Somebody parked my car. So I may not have a car when we leave, but I'm truly honored to be a part of tonight's festivities and to go into the Bob Breitbart Hall of Fame. Just saying Bob Breitbart in the same breath that you're in is an honor. And with Terry and Meb, it's a great group of guys, and I'm very fortunate, feel very humbled, and very, very proud.
Hey, Coach, I want to track back to when you came to San Diego State, and even before you came to San Diego State, what did you know about San Diego State when you came down to interview for this position, and what was told to you during that interview, if you got the job, what you'd be able to do?
Well, I knew of San Diego State, obviously. Rick Bay, the AD who hired me, had a history at Michigan. He was a wrestling coach at Michigan. He left before I got there. And ironically, when he was at San Diego State trying to get an opponent to open the building, he and I talked about Michigan coming out and opening and playing the first game in the building. I'm not sure. I think he might have gotten Ohio State to do it. I'm not sure. But Rick was pretty honest with me in terms of, you know, what was there, but he also, you know, a little bit like me, close your eyes and dream about what it could be. And Coach, what I had the luxury of having, my predecessors didn't, and that's Cox Arena, now Viejas Arena. Fred Trinkle had it for, what, 2 years?
Right.
I had it from the moment I set foot on campus, and I would not have taken the job if we were still playing in Peterson, no disrespect for Peterson, but I thought I could sell Cox. I knew I could sell San Diego and the community, and I felt like we had a chance to be successful.
Isn't it fantastic that San Diego State has become what it's become? How often do you look back on what you accomplished and even think, you know what, it almost exceeds a little bit of what my expectations of what I could have accomplished were? Because when I stand there before a game and look up at all the banners, I mean, I just love it, and I couldn't have imagined it all happening. You know, even as great as you were before you got here, it was so much hard work went into accomplishing what you did.
One brick at a time, and a lot of people were responsible for the success we had. I got good vibes when I met with President Stephen Weber at the time. When he said, I'm a philosopher by trade. I don't know sports. I don't know basketball. But I do know sports should be and can be the picture window of a university. And we want that to be good. We want it to be done the right way, but we want the basketball program. And that resonated with me. I've always been confident. I'm a realist, but I've been confident. I, with all my heart and soul, felt we would win. What happened that truly still amazes me was when we went through 5 or 6 years where we were sold out before the ball was even thrown up. And the atmosphere in that arena has been second to none across the country when people said they won't come. If you play, they'll come for an event. You play Arizona, they'll come to see Arizona. But they come now to see the Aztecs, and they come in droves, and they proudly wear their Aztec colors. That's what truly has amazed me.
Right.
Well, the thing about Coach, and, you know, we used to do the show together, and, you know, he's a basketball fan.
But he liked it better when he did the show with me.
Well, but we always made sure we had better food when he was doing it with me.
Oh, that's true. You did.
But nonetheless, he's a basketball fan. He would talk about games he'd gone home and watched after practice and looked at tape and everything. Let me ask you this, and I know everybody was disappointed when you announced your retirement. I think everybody was kind of hoping you'd maybe go another year or two before you announced your retirement. But you decided to retire. You're in your second year out of coaching. You're still around it, but do you miss it a little bit?
You know, John, a lot of people have asked that, and I have a two-pronged response. I love the fact that I don't have the stress. I go to every home game. Angie loves it more than I do that she doesn't have the stress. I'm still involved, which makes me feel good. What you miss, and both of you can relate to this, is the daily interaction with your players, the routine on that practice floor, on the bus, in the competition, the smiles after a great win, the tears after a tough loss. You miss those kinds of things. And after 50 years of doing it, that doesn't just end. You know, those are things that, you know, that you say, boy, I miss that piece to it. But I'm very, very happy, and I know I made the right decision.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about this year's team and how Brian Dutcher's doing again. I go back to an interview I saw you do last season, at Nevada, Reno. You were at the game, and they interviewed you on television, and I believe the Aztecs were in the middle of a losing streak at the time, and you said, you watch out. This team is going to get it together and probably make some noise in March. And lo and behold, you were absolutely right. That's exactly what happened last year. What is your sense of this year's team? It's been up, it's been down, it's been up lately. I still think there's a shot for this team to make something out of this whole deal. What do you think?
I do too. I will go on record. We are not as talented as we were last year. We don't have as many. We're not as talented. But we are talented enough. We have a veteran senior guard combination and Jeremy Hemsley and Devin Watson. You've got Jalen McDaniels, who's a potential pro. We have a nucleus, Matt Mitchell, to beat anybody. We can score the ball.
Yeah.
Much better than some of the teams that I had to do. What we've done, if you go back to New Mexico, at Fresno for a half, Vegas and Air Force, those four games, we've played really good basketball for the most part. If we continue to do that, I think we'll have a chance against anybody. Nevada's the best team in our league. They are legitimate. They could win a national championship. Can we beat them? Yeah, we could. They'll probably win the league. But we have a chance to fight and scratch and claw and finish this conference season the way we're playing right now. I really do feel that we can.
Well, Coach, we're going to let you go. The doors are open. You got to go sit up at the head table up there. And congratulations. We're both glad we're here tonight to see this. Well-deserved. And thanks for everything you've done, not only for San Diego State and the basketball program, but what you brought to our fine city.
I appreciate you saying that, Coach. I appreciate the two of you. We've done shows together for a long, long time. And with great respect and admiration for both of you. So thank you very much for having me on tonight.
Have fun.
Before he goes, I got to just say one really quick thing. At his basketball camp one summer, he was filling in coaching one of the teams because the coach was late. I was reffing that game. 20 seconds into the game, he was yelling at me for making a bad call.
Well, it's like every other basketball coach in this town.
I love it. I'll never forget that moment as long as I live. Chris, what are you looking at out there?
I'll never forget that. That is not true. I would never do that. Chris Ello is one of the finest refs I've ever seen.
There you go. That's what we want on the record. Thanks, Coach.
Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Steve Fisher right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.